The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, do we listen to our young people enough when we talk about things like the cost of living or mental health issues? Are we taking the time to hear from them about what's really impacting our young people today, how they feel about Ireland and the world, the country that they're living in? I'm joined by 21-year-old Georgia May Staunton and 20-year-old Franek Dubronski, and by the CEO of youth mental health organisation Spun Out, and that is Sinead Keane. You're all very welcome. Thank you for coming in. Sinead, I'm going to start with you because we're talking about this Spun Out action panel. You might explain to us what that is.
Yeah, of course. So Spun Out is Ireland's youth information and support organisation, and our tagline is by young people for young people. We take that really seriously. So we have a national action panel of around 200 young people from all over the country who feed into our services, into our programmes, into our campaigns to make sure that we're authentically youth-led and driven and make sure that everything that we're doing is actually relevant to young people.
Mm-hmm. So then you guys got involved with that. Georgia May, why? What prompted you?
I think so many people have an interest in topics such as housing, climate change, mental health, but Spun Out's now an area that they can get involved in and use their voice for good. So if you want to get involved in campaigning, in national discussions, in media outlets, Spun Out is an area where your voice can be used for good, because before you wouldn't have a voice.
But you have to, I suppose, feel that you have something to say, you know, before you get involved. So where did you feel really, well, I need to have people hear what I have to say? About what topics?
I would say mental health was my definite one that I was like, I need to hear people to hear it, because I, in the past, struggled with my mental health, and early intervention is the key to everything. And I think with Spun Out, I saw the initiatives that they were doing for early intervention, and I was like, I'd love my voice to be used for good.
Mm-hmm. And, because if you're not going to an organisation like Spun Out and you're on a waiting list, you could be there for a long time. We
definitely know
that.
And then it's more severe mental health issues they tend to deal with when Spun Out through the Academy and Navigator really focus on the early stages of it and preventing it from becoming more severe.
Okay. And Franek, you are from Carlow.
Yes.
You're in college in Dublin, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So you were doing that commute.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Tell me about that, what that was like.
It was really stressful at first. Obviously, being a first year in any college, you have priority in getting a student accommodation. The on-campus one is offered in most universities, especially in DCU where I'm based. But of course, unfortunately, I wasn't so successful in second year. So I was subject to being a commuter student for about a week. I was fortunate enough to be invited to do an interview with the Irish Times, with the National Council of Ireland, and a family in Drumcondra ended up seeing my story. And they
helped you.
They ended up offering me accommodation. I was very lucky in that sense, but I know not everyone's that lucky. And yeah, being a commuter student, at least temporarily in that case, is dreadful. Like, it's not a very attractive or sustainable, I'd say.
So what time were you facing getting up at?
5 a.m. nearly every single day. Like, well, it depends on the, if I have a lecture at 9, I have to get up at 5, because the 6:30 service from Carlow goes up to Dublin.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, probably the more important thing about that is you don't really get immersed in life.
Absolutely,
college life.
No, like, you
racing
know,
for the bus or the train.
Even like with Spun Out, I got involved with them when I was in first year in college, and I was really getting involved with the action panel and all the work we were doing. But just realizing I didn't get on-campus accommodation and private is too expensive, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to stop being involved in like Spun Out, the National Council of Ireland, and youth organisations I'm involved in. So you really do feel like your student life, your social life as a whole just kind of gets pulled back, and really prevents yourself from experiencing that side of being a student as a whole.
Okay, so what was it that attracted you to Spun Out? And again, what I was asking Georgia May, like, you need to have something that you feel you want to say before you sign up for something like this.
I think what you said yourself there, Sinead, by young people for young people, that was a real thing that really I felt resonated with me and Spun Out. Like, a lot of spaces provide young people with the opportunity to have their voice heard, but not really to have the young people at the center of it. And that's what Spun Out does well, is like having, like, even here in this space, having us be here, having a voice shared, it's really a privilege just to have young people being able to speak on behalf of young people's issues, not just always youth workers. So having us in the middle, in the center of this whole thing is very important to me. And having my, personally, I'm very interested in climate change and student participation, meaningful youth participation. So having young people in a space like this is just perfect.
Yeah. Do you feel the narrative around climate change has changed a lot since Donald Trump came in for a second term?
I'd say so to a certain extent as well. Yes. It feels like it's become a bit of a side issue, not as much in the center as it used to be, especially with what's happening in the world right now. But very much so, I think it's not being as prevalent as it used to be. Mm-hmm. So the narratives are shifting a lot. Maybe the focus isn't as much as strong as it used to be.
And do you think Ireland is doing enough to address it?
I believe it's a mixture. I don't want to get too deep into it, but we are doing our best. I think that's the best way I could put it.
Okay. And Georgia May, I know you raised the issue of artificial intelligence. Why is that a concern for young people and for students in particular?
I think it's a lot of unknown. So young people already face a practical level of stress, whether that's housing crisis or the inflation and stuff. And I think it adds to the stress of mental issue because AI is so prevalent and it's just so unknown. So through college assignments, a lot of people are being flagged for AI when they actually haven't used it, or they're using it to cope with difficulties from the student life.
So they're being accused of using AI,
yeah,
but they haven't.
Yeah, and then people are purposely doing spelling mistakes and the likes to try and not be accused of it. And then also they're struggling with their mental health maybe through college life, and they're using chatbots to try and aid that.
Mm-hmm.
And
using counselling, yeah. Using the chatbot as a counsellor.
Yeah, and it's not the best because it's not reliable information a lot of the time. It's biased. And also it's not the best source. So things like Spun Out, even like to get back on topic, like it really is somewhere where you can find the information that is reliable on how to get support, mm-hmm. or just use different platforms to try and get the real connections instead.
The other issue with artificial intelligence for you guys is that you don't know what jobs are going to be there when you emerge from college, right? Is that something that you talk about and think about?
Definitely. I feel that when it's the unknown, no matter what, if you're in a great course or in a great job, it's such an insecurity. Like, you're not sure what the future holds. And I think that the more you kind of think about it, the more unsure you get. I don't think anyone is not questioning what their future will look like with AI, because mm-hmm. it's growing more every single day. Like, a year ago, we wouldn't have thought about what it's like now. It's okay. Continuing to progress.
Sinead, what we've heard there, does that reflect the sort of themes that the action panel is hearing, or are there other common ones that we haven't heard there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the action panel helped shape our strategic plan, and they came up with 5 priority areas, and they are climate change, economic opportunity, mental health, digital literacy and housing. So so a lot of what they're talking about today, what we're talking about today around that cost of living, accommodation, climate and then mental health are really important to young people. Something else that's come up a lot is around sex education, pornography, body image, and we've done a lot of campaigns all driven by young people in the panel on those topics as well.
Mm-hmm. People will come forward for these panels and they'll put their hand up and they'll bravely say, I'll take part, which is wonderful. What about the people who we don't hear from? How do you reach those voices?
Yeah, so we actually do a lot of targeted recruitment to make sure it's as representative of young people as possible. We do a lot of consultations, so we do polling, research, online anonymous surveys as well, so we can try and garner views, I suppose, from as many young people as possible, not just those, like you're saying, who are brave enough and who have the capability and the capacity to join a youth panel. So we do our very best to reach as many young people as possible.
Mm-hmm. Franek, what do you say about that? That, you know, there are, and you've done it, you've signed up for this, and I'm sure it's not easy to come on national radio and talk about these things, but there will be people who perhaps won't have their voices heard. 100%. How do we get their stories out there?
I think probably this space right here is a great example. If there's any young people listening, I think Spun Out is a great organization. You can get involved in and volunteer it if you want to have your voice shared about any concerns and issues, whether it be eco-anxiety, climate change, housing, anything that you're affected by. By joining Spun Out's action panel is great. Even if you're listening and you want to get involved, I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. Just even spreading the word, like even if we just tell more people that we know that might be interested and they can tell their friends, that's how we can get involved. It's about spreading the word. Very often, you know, we don't have young people always hearing about these opportunities. And there's so many young people in Ireland that I know 100% would be so willing to give their time and energy into this stuff like this. It's just about spreading the word. So even us being here on News Talk and spreading the word, if anyone's listening, definitely get involved.
Yeah. The cost of living is an issue, I know, and that's all wrapped up in housing, of course, as well, at a third level. It's sad, really, isn't it, that young people have to be worried about something like the cost of living. I know that when we were coming through in the early 90s, there wasn't much around the place either. But it's a real front of line issue, Franek, is it, for your generation?
I think it is definitely. Not only do you have to worry about paying for housing or whatever, your rent or wherever you're living as a student, but having to worry about, you know, all the other expenses, you know, going out, the social life part of it, food, transport is a big one as well. All these small things add up, and current cost of living crisis is really making it difficult for young people, just like paying for tickets for the train, or that slowly adds up over time.
Of course it does, yeah.
Absolutely. So like, it's just maybe in itself, when you're looking at the price of something, you think, oh, this isn't too bad. But if you're looking at the other side of things over a span of a week, you're spending a lot of money, and it shouldn't be like that. A lot of stuff should probably be even more heavily subsidized for students, and yeah, it's just an overall issue and there's no other words for it.
And Georgia May, do you feel that young people's voices are sometimes left out of the national conversation?
I feel a lot of the time they're talking about young people in national conversations when really young people should be involved from the get-go. And I feel even when we talk back to the action panel, it's really youth voices are used for good and it's also part of the process from the start. So we see it, everything is about youth from youth, and that's when the national conversations actually really get reflective of what the young people want.
But who's listening? Isn't that the important part as well? Yeah. And how do you get the right ears listening to the conversation?
It's a tough one sometimes, but I think through a lot of contacts and lobbying or such, or even just social media outlets, we do a lot of media coverage and it really reaches the audience and we continue to try and gain new followers and gain new young people that would be interested in the likes.
Mm-hmm. But you need the legislators to listen, don't you, to hear your voice? Because often it is the loudest voices that are heard and it is voters considered often to be people of an older demographic, Sinead.
Yeah, absolutely. And one area that I think is really relevant at the moment where we're not hearing enough youth voices around the proposed social media ban.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important that as a country, if we're going to make a decision about a topic like this.
For under 16s, the social media ban. Yeah.
Exactly. That we do a consultation with young people, that we talk to young people and get their opinions and views on it rather than trying to find a solution through just adults making the decision.
Do you think it should happen? Quick response, Georgia May?
No, I don't think so.
Emphatic, no.
No.
Not even to protect the under 16s who might be vulnerable?
I think it should be more so regulated than banned. I think that was our view as well. And a lot of other organisations are on the same level. Outright banning it will just probably have young people find other loopholes around to access social media.
Mm-hmm.
But probably implementing more stricter regulative measures, I think, in our opinion, is better.
All right. Well, listen, we will leave it there. Thank you for coming in to see us. And you can search for Spun Out if you want to get involved in any of the initiatives that Spun Out has. Sinead, Franek and Georgia May, thank you all. We'll take a break.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.